Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radal. A bill to ban assault rifles and high-capacity magazines in Minnesota has passed the Senate Judiciary Committee, where Democrats hold the majority. Testifying in favor of the bill was the parents of 10-year-old Harper Moiske, who was killed in the mass shooting at Annunciation Catholic Church. Harper's father, Mike Moiske.
The weapon matters. We hear the overly used phrase, it's not the gun, it's the person. But when someone intent on killing chooses a weapon specifically designed to fire rapidly and cause catastrophic damage, the weapon absolutely matters.
Jonathan Hauptman spoke out against the ban.
The Supreme Court held unanimously in Coniglia v. Strom that there is no public safety exception to the warrant requirement. You cannot condition one right on the surrender of another. And the painful irony is that blanket enforcement and bans do not solve that invisibility either.
The Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs announced today that the number of veterans experiencing homelessness in Minnesota has dropped to 150, the lowest level ever recorded. This milestone marks a 25% decrease from last year and a 41% decrease over the past 2 years. MDVA began formally tracking veteran homelessness in 2015. Minnesota hunters donated nearly 14,000 pounds of venison to food shelves and feeding programs last year, a jump of more than 50% from 2024. Jennifer Steffes is with the Minnesota Department of Ag.
There's a definite demand for it, and not everyone can hunt. So, we get calls from folks that are retired veterans or physically unable to go out and hunt anymore and have been looking for venison.
Last year's donations were the highest total in a decade and well above the nearly 9,000 pounds donated the previous year. In other headlines, the snowfall totals are starting to come in to the National Weather Service office in Duluth. Hovland tops the list with 13.5 inches, 12.6 in Grand Marais, 11 inches near Fond du Lac in St. Louis County. Moose Lake in the Duluth area received more than 8, 7 inches in International Falls and Two Harbors, 6.5 in Hibbing, 6 inches near Bovee in Itasca County, Cloquet and Aiken, and 3 inches near Brainerd. Another snowstorm is expected Saturday into Sunday in central and southern Minnesota. Former Arizona Cardinals Pro Bowl quarterback Kyle Murray is now a Minnesota Viking. The team introduced 28-year-old Murray on Thursday afternoon in Eagan.
Like I said, I'm just grateful for the opportunity. You know, I look forward to coming in and competing, getting to learn the offense, getting to be with Coach O'Connell. Obviously, he's had a lot of success, and again, I'm just looking forward to the opportunity to come in here and competing.
This is MNN.